Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 11th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. on this Monday morning. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing awesome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah. Nice weekend.
Yeah,
had the performance of the Messiah, Handel's Messiah in Blanding last night, and that was a good good way to keep the Christmas spirit rolling here.
Man, yeah. it was there in spades last night. It was incredible performance. I mean, amazing music, a live orchestra of very talented musicians, a choir of 55, lots of soloists. It was wonderful.
Yeah, really fun. Well, it was a good deal. Well, once again, the morning show is sponsored in part by Energy Fuels. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a report from the Colorado Department of Transportation, a maintenance alert starting today. Crews are working on a month-long crack sealing operation on a 10-mile stretch of Highway 160 between Mancos and Hesperus, about 4 miles east of Mancos. So milepost 61 to 71, daytime work hours ranging from 9 a.m. to 3:30 Monday through Friday. So expect lane shifts and brief delays during peak travel hours, speed reductions of 40 miles per hour through that zone. So again, that's starting today, going on for about a month between Mancos and Hesperus. I don't know much about crack seal, but I imagine they're probably going to get some snow over the top of those seals in the next month.
Yeah, I mean, they know what they're doing. I mean, you got to have crack seal involves hot tar. I guess it just cools off a little bit quicker, but it's still hot enough as it goes down.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, that's going on again between Hesperus and a little east of Mancos for the next month, so starting today. So be aware of that as you travel throughout the area. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the city of Moab, according to a report from the Times Independent, Moab City Council agreed to send a letter to the National Park Service Regional Director Kate Hammond, urging the National Park Service to make permanent the timed entry system at Arches National Park. As you may recall, past few years, there's been a timed entry system at Arches National Park. People have to have reservations to get into the national park through much of the season. The Moab City Council, as part of the story by Doug McMurdo, shares that their support of that reservation system, and council voted 5-0 to have the timed entry system become the permanent system used at the National Park Service in Arches National Park. So support there from Moab City Council elected leaders on making that reservation system permanent.
I know a lot of the business community has expressed concern. They've wondered if a downturn in local economy may be related in some part to the somewhat difficulty to get into Arches on certain days at certain times. But yeah, the elected officials all seem to be very supportive of the concept.
Yep. Part of that, they also had a survey conducted by Utah State University, and 84% of park visitors in that USU conducted survey support timed entry. So people that used the time entry said that they liked it. So that's part of the calculations as well. Very interesting. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens as it moves forward. Again, it's a program that's been in pilot program, so-called, yeah, you know, for the past few years, but you know, as it came for time for renewal and actually making that decision was made very, very quickly by the Park Service. You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of conversations going on behind scenes and figuring out whether they do it or not. But when it came time to make a decision to announce whether they do it, whether they do a new one, they went right ahead. So, yeah, very interesting. I noticed
there were significant backups on a weekday morning at 11 a.m. seemed to be when all the visitors decided, let's go to Arches, and it really created a problem. So much so that that quarter mile or so road, that access road, traffic was backing up all the way along that. And so, I mean, something needed to be done, and they tried a few different options and had this test program for several years. So I don't think you can say that they weren't careful and they didn't take a close look over a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, so really interesting, you know, and again, it's interesting, you know, these national parks throughout the U.S., they have different ways they do things. You know, I know there are some parks that really encourage folks not take their cars in, you know, like Zion's even, you know, they're really push that bus system. So there's different ways that parks are trying to address, you know, overcrowding or popularity.
And it's a challenge, too. These incredible natural wonders. People want to see them and they want to make a good experience. I went to Zion's a few years ago and took that bus shuttle, and it certainly wasn't as I don't know, it'd be nice to have your own vehicle in there, but there's just not room. We rode our bikes up that canyon, and all the buses have to come to a complete stop, and they won't pass you until you pull over and stop. Anyway, just the sheer numbers of people visiting Zion's mandated that, and we've reached that point with Arches, apparently, at certain times.
Yeah.
You know, you go up there now. That's the thing. We go to Arches quite often, but it's never within that 6-8 month tourist period. It's this time of year where it's just beautiful up there, and you get a sense of solitude that you may not get in the middle of June.
Even then, you can still get some busyness, you know, especially you go to Delicate Arch or wherever. But very interesting. Once again, Doug McMurdo with the report for the Times Independent. You can read that story in full in the latest edition or online at moabtimes.com. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and I have a sponsor to thank. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington or call us at 505-278-2109 or visit MetalDepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 11th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. on this Monday morning. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in the Red Rock studio taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area. This report from Shane Benjamin of the Durango Herald. We have a little bit more information in the Cortez shooting that happened just about 2 weeks ago now. Colorado Bureau of Investigation releasing a few more details, reporting that the man who shot and killed Cortez police officer Michael Moran during a roadside stop last week in southwest Colorado began firing shots almost immediately after being pulled over on suspicion of reckless driving. Cortez Sergeant Michael Moran returned fire, but it didn't stop the suspect from fleeing the scene, according to the release. The Colorado Bureau of Investigations did not release a possible motive for the shooting, also declined to say how many shots were fired, how many times either Moran was shot, or whether the suspect was hit by Moran's return fire. So again, just a little bit more information that those shots fired came almost immediately from the 44-year-old Jason Campbell, who was later killed by Montezuma County Sheriff's Office and Cortez Police Department, who engaged with Campbell in that shootout. Once again, there was a passenger in Campbell's vehicle who's not been identified, was briefly detained and released. No suspects remain at large. So just a few more details in that tragic case.
Oh, yeah, and it'll be very interesting to see how that story develops over time. Obviously, the passenger in the vehicle was witness and of both shootings and may have known some of the background, and you can't help but be intrigued.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder, you know, how it got to that point, and we'll be interested to see as more information comes available. We'll share it with you here on the morning show. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Candidate filing period for the 2024 general elections will be opening up at the start of the year. And throughout the Red Rock country, folks will be signing up and running for elected offices in San Juan County. They'll be electing 3 school board members, 1 commissioner, and 3 other county positions in 2024. In San Juan County, the candidate filing period will open on January 2nd and close on January 8th. Candidates can file for elections at the clerk's office in Monticello daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Clerk's office is located on Main Street in Monticello. Among the positions up for election in San Juan County include San Juan board seats in 1st, 2nd, and 4th districts. 1st district includes north of Devil's Canyon into Monticello and all the way north before Spanish Valley, which is in the Grand School District. The 2nd district is the San Juan School Board, including south of Devil's Canyon and most of Blanding. The 4th district in the San Juan School Board includes Aneth and Montezuma Creek north to near Highway 191. County residents will also be electing a San Juan County Commissioner for the 1st District. That area includes Northeast Blanding, Monticello, and north from Monticello to the Grand County line. Lots of other elections happening as well in southeast Utah. Residents will be voting for State House District 69, State Senate District 26, and State School Board District 15. Also have statewide elections, the Utah House District 3, federal Senate seat, and Utah governor, and of course the 2024 presidential race. So filings opening up at the start of the year in San Juan County, Grand County. Imagine that'll be the same in other Four Corners states as well.
And if you're interested in details about the voting districts, both for the school board and the county commission in San Juan County, I'd encourage you to go to the county website and take a look, because they're convoluted and they were changed last minute, and not necessarily did people get the word. So we're using words to describe a voting district that may not be specifically precise. So
definitely take a look at the map. Yep. Yeah, if you want to know where you're voting, take a look at the map on the county website. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, there'll be funeral services for Nathan Charles Benally, age 38, tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Funeral services for Lewis Dale, age 68, begin at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, at the Blandy North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 9:30 to 10:30. And graveside services for Monticello native Ann Barton Mitchell are at 12:30 on Friday at the Monticello Cemetery. Visitation from 11 to noon at San Juan Mortuary in Blanding. Funeral services are tomorrow in Spanish Fork. So it'll be graveside services and visitation here in San Juan County. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those mourning at this time. Heard from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Once again, we'll take another break. Be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
To buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in unit number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
The San Juan Record Bookstore in Monticello is the place for all your gift-giving needs this holiday season. We're open weekdays from 8 to 5 and packed to the rafters with local authors and history, religious study, and family-friendly fiction. Check out the latest from Bob McPherson and new books on the Bear's Ears, Dugout Ranch, Canyon Country Place Names, and more. Our selection of adorable children's books is just right for bedtime reading and winter snuggling. Sales are underway through Christmas. Mention this ad for a free gift or 10% off one item. Come find the perfect gift at the San Juan Record Bookstore.
You love me again. Undo this hurt. Come and walk out the door and walk out of my life. Uncry these tears. I cried so many nights.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Today is Monday, December 11th, 2023, 9:29 a.m., Bill.
And Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton, that we just heard, was the number one song in 1996, 27 years ago today. Spent 11 weeks at number one. It's a big hit. Won a Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Anyway, great song. On this day in history, in 1936, King Edward VIII abdicated from the throne to marry an American divorcee, Wallis Simpson. Anyway, that's kind of a very interesting, and less than 100 years ago. On this day in 1981, Muhammad Ali fought his last boxing match. It was a decision, a loss to Trevor Burbick. This is amazing to me. 51 years ago today was the last day that men walked on the moon. It's been 51 years since they've been to the moon.
Mm.
You know, that was such a cutting edge thing of look how far we've come. And all of a sudden it's been 51 years since we've been. And on December 11th, 1941, just 4 days after Pearl Harbor, Adolf Hitler announced that Germany was at war with the United States. And all of a sudden the United States was deep into World War II. So a lot happened on this day. I want to revisit just real briefly the Messiah performance last night. It was in Blanding. It was the 44th performance that they've announced, an incredible community-wide, area-wide effort. There were musicians from all over the region who came and participated in that. Jody Falmouth headed up the organization of it this year. Of course, it's under the direction of Jake Palmer, who did a wonderful job leading the orchestra and choir and singers, organist for I don't know how many years Jackie Moses has been the organist, but she's just absolutely wonderful, assisted by her daughter Olivia Moses, 29 members of the orchestra. And just think of that. That's a good size orchestra and incredible sound. 56 members of the choir. There were 15 soloists. Anyway, just a remarkable holiday tradition for this area in the 44th year. That's pretty remarkable. They took off a couple of years because of COVID and just started again next year or last year. And I think the tradition continues. So anyway, if you missed it, don't miss it next year. It's a wonderful program. They've cut it down. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. And it's just so nice. So good.
Yeah.
Birthdays today. Bassist and singer Nikki Sixx, who founded Motley Crue with drummer Tommy Lee, is 65 years old today. He's eligible to retire. He has retired from singing for many years. It was interesting. He really struggled with drug and alcohol abuse and was almost the definition of a wild hard rocker. And
Spicy guy.
Nikki Sixx, but he's cleaned up and lives. He's got three kids and is doing well. 65 today. Jermaine Jackson of the Jackson 5 is 69 years old today. and actress. Terry Garr was born today in 1947, so she's 76 years old. She was nominated for an Academy Award for her role in Tootsie, an actress and comedian. She is awesome. She retired after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in the 80s. Birthday today locally for Steve Draper. We want to wish Steve a happy birthday. And the weekend that just passed had quite a few birthdays, including Brenda Rowley, Leanne Bowring, Steve Wozniak, Dallin Lovell, and Leon Buchanan. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they had a nice birthday weekend and a nice birthday today. Well, again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports. One quick word, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take another break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab.
Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County still has a number of openings, including health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include Children's Justice Center Director, a sheriff's deputy, and a corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marketing coordinator, and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Do you have pain, numbness, or tingling in your arms and hands that makes it hard to function or sleep? Precision Rehab can help. Precision Rehab is San Juan County's hand therapy clinic, where you can be treated for arthritis and elbow pain and carpal tunnel. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Precision Rehab has clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. We're here to help you. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Tony and his staff at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come in and enjoy our daily specials this holiday season. Tuesday is burrito night with rice and beans for just $8.95. Kids eat free Wednesdays and Thursdays from the kids menu, one child per adult. Friday night is margarita night with margaritas for just $8.95. And Saturday is fajita night with beef, chicken, and veggies for only $16.95. From all of us at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana, Feliz Navidad.
Family the gift of Fest Internet this season. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at just $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Siffer. Tons of basketball over the weekend. We'll just hit the highlights, starting with the boys. San Juan split games with a loss to American Heritage and a win over Bayfield. Green River lost to Wayne but beat Escalante in the 1A Utah boys preview in Richfield. Nucla beat Olathe, Rangeley, and DeBeck, and Dove Creek got a win over North Park at the Western Slope Winter Classic in Rangeley. Girls basketball, Monument Valley swept the weekend with wins over Parowan and Valley at the Valley Tournament in Orderville. Dove Creek got wins over local rivals Dolores and Nucla, and Nucla beat North Park at the Western Slope Winter Classic in Rangeley. And Mancos picked up a win over South Park at the Borough Classic in Fairplay. Six San Juan wrestlers went undefeated, and Parker Snyder was the most valuable wrestler, leading the Broncos to a championship in the Dave Smith Memorial Duels at Carbon High School in Price over the weekend. Monticello was third, and Dolores took eighth in the tournament. Mancus took 7th at the Western Slope Showdown in Montrose to lead local teams. Nukla was 19th, Montezuma Cortez was 26th, and Dove Creek finished 27th in that tourney. The Norwood Wrestlers got a solid 4th place finish at the Rob Mickle Tournament in Salida. Grand County was 7th in their pool at the Desert Hills Days of Thunder Duels in St. George. And Monument Valley finished 14th at the Paul Williams Memorial Tournament in Parowan. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 on this Monday, December 11th, 2023, 9:44 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now, starting with, let's go with Denver. Nuggets defeated by Houston, the Rockets at home on Friday. Then Denver, that was it actually for the NBA this weekend. They just played Friday games. Sunday, everyone was off. Saturday was, of course, the big in-season tournament championship, the Lakers defeating the Pacers in that 123-109. Anthony Davis with 41 points on the win for the Lakers. All right, that's a bit out of region. Let's take a look at the other regional games. Phoenix Suns dropped a game to the Sacramento Kings, 114-106, and the Utah Jazz fell to the Clippers, 117-103. So all three regional teams losing on Friday. They'll see if they can get it back rolling today, though, as Denver is in Atlanta taking on the Hawks at 5:30. Utah Jazz are in Oklahoma City taking on the Thunder tonight at 6. And looks like the Phoenix Suns are off tonight. They'll be back in action on Tuesday. NFL slate over the weekend. Arizona Cardinals were on their bye, so no wins, no losses for the Cardinals. Denver, though, in Los Angeles, getting the 24-7 win over the Chargers. Russell Wilson with 224 yards through the air, as Denver now second in the AFC West, and knocking on the door as Kansas City lost last night to the Buffalo Bills. So it'll be interesting to see if Denver can sneak into the playoffs. They had a pretty abysmal start, but they've turned it around, got pretty hot. So it'll be fun to see if the Broncos can't make the playoffs. Once again, that's going to do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.